Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Charles Truck Parham, to start with, bass player, was around during the middle period of this art, played here now with Art Hodes, the famous Chicago blues player, 1962 for Emercy Records. Thank you. simple, beautiful. Charles Truck Parham on bass and Art Hodes on the piano. Chicago 1962 for Emercy Records. Snowy Morning Blues by James P. Johnson. And Buddy Bolden Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. Truck Parham in the late 40s into the very early 50s was working with Muggsy Spanier, the great cornetist. Muggsy comes out of the Chicago school, going down to the South Side to listen to King Oliver's band, with Louis Armstrong in that band and most people being influenced by him. Spanier was interesting because he was influenced by Joe Oliver, played beautifully like him. For Mercury Records, late 40s, early 50s, Truck Parham on bass and Muggsy Spanier and his band.
Thinking over Sunday, that's one day when I'm with you. It seems like I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That's one day when I'm with you. in the blue. It must have been moon glow. That moon glow gave me you. I still hear you saying, sweet one, hold me fast. And I keep on praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We just seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I'll always remember that moon glow gave me you.
Truck Parham playing the bass with Muggsy Spanier and his band. 1950-51, Mercury Records. What'd they do? Sunday, written by Julie Stein and Ned Miller. Moon Glow by Will Hudson and Eddie DeLange. Caution Blues, also known as Blues in Thirds, written by Earl Hines. And Featherbrain, written by Spanier. And Spanier played the cornet. Ralph Hutchinson played the trombone. And on Caution Blues, Harry Graves did that. And on Featherbrain, George Brunis. At the clarinet all the way through, Darnell Howard, and that beautiful tone of his. The piano, Floyd Bean. As I said, Truck Parham bass. Barrett Deems, who used to be with Louis Armstrong. You might remember him from that time. He played on the first two on the drums. Don Chester on Caution Blues. And Sid Catlett played on Featherbrain. And the vocals, Buddy Charles. Truck Parham right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, offering arts, culture, entertainment, restaurants, and a variety of overnight accommodations from hotels and cabins to bed and breakfasts, all in the scenic Mattow Valley. Information at winthropwashington.net.
Now, from Truck Parham to Carl Perkins, the Los Angeles pianist. In L.A., 1949, for Savoy, Mr. Perkins is going to play for you. Ed Perkins, probably a relative, playing string bass, and Herb Williams on the drums. Perkins playing the piano for you from Los Angeles, 1949, and Savoy Records. Lullaby and Rhythm by Edgar Sampson. Summertime by George Gershwin. Ed Perkins playing bass and Herb Williams on drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley and happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Resolution Washington, with 20 dispute resolution centers statewide offering mediation, training, and alternative conflict resolution for families, businesses, neighbors, and workplaces. Information and locations at resolutionwa.org.
With a sorrow, oh, life with a cheer fades into dreams, darling, when I feel you're near. I love you truly, truly, hooly, holla, holla, doodle, la, 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 oh. No one knows. about you, dear. I don't know what I do. Deep la la. Oh, 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 Sue. Oh, Sue. Oh, Mac and Jack. La 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 la. Oh, yeah.
Fun. Louis Prima singing for you and playing his trumpet, Pee Wee Russell his clarinet, Frank Panero on his piano, Gary McAdams guitar, Jack Ryan string bass, and Sam Wise on the drums. 1935 for Brunswick. I Love You Truly, written in 1912 by Carrie Bond. Sweet Sue, Just You, written in 1928 by Victor Young and Will Harris. I'm going to chase another Victor Young piece right now. Remo Palmieri, the guitarist, is pretty much leading a band behind the vocalist Linda Keane. 1945 for Black and White Records. Charlie Shapers will play the trumpet, Aaron Sachs on the clarinet, Red Narvo on vibes, Joe Springer at the piano, Clyde Lombardi on bass, and Eddie Dell on the drums, with Remo playing the guitar and Linda singing I Don't Stand, A Ghost of a Chance with You, written by Victor Young and Ned Washington.
Don't stay.
two for you on that set. The first one, Remo Palmieri and his guitar backing up Linda Keane to sing for you in 1945. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You for Black and White Records. And the Don Pullen Trio in 1988 for Blue Note and a Pullen original called New Beginnings. Pullen on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and the great Tony Williams on the drums. I'd like to go to a couple of composers now. Joe Primrose, he wrote this. Eddie Condon and his band are going to play it for you.
Thank you.
is right. What fun. Eddie Condon and his band, 1957 for Columbia Records. What does that mean? It means Wild Bill Davison playing cornet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Bob Wilbur on clarinet, Gene Schrader on piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and George Wetling getting the last word in there on the drums. Where's the letter P? Okay, the two composers. Joe Primrose wrote St. James Infirmary, and Lou Pollock wrote That's a Plenty, the two compositions that they played for you. Pollock did all kinds of things, actually, and one of my favorites you're going to hear now. Pollock wrote this. It's called My Angel. He wrote it with Erno Rappé, recorded by the great early jazz singer Scrappy Lambert, 1928 for Brunswick. Lou Pollock wrote it. It's called My Angel, and here it is.
Days were long and nights were endless. Overhead the skies were gray. Deep down wrong to be so friendless. And then one day you came my way. Angela mia, you are my guiding star, a sweet Madonna that I honor and I love. You're like the sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you are answered now, and I am thankful for Angela Mia. Splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for.
Scrappy Lambert there, 1928, for Brunswick Records, singing My Angel, written by Lou Pollock and Erno Rappé. Scrappy Lambert, Lou Pollock. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And here's Mel Powell and his orchestra, 1942. Mel Powell on the piano. Powell at the piano and his orchestra, 1942 for Commodore Records. When Did You Leave Heaven? Written by Richard Whiting, 1936. The band, Billy Butterfield, trumpet, Lou McGarity, trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, George Berg, tenor saxophone, Powell piano, Al Morgan bass, and Kansas Fields playing the drums. La Vie en Rose, written 1946 by M.D. Louis Guy, and the English lyrics by Mac David in 1950. Here are two superb renditions.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. D'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, t'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui bat.
dreams in only fans. The magic spell you cast. This is Love Beyond Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see Love Beyond Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed Love Beyond Rose.
La Vie en Rose, a couple of places for you. 1949, Edith Piaf for Columbia Records. And Louis Armstrong. 1950, vocal and trumpet for Decca Records, and a beautiful arrangement for him by Cy Oliver. Edith Piaf and Louis Armstrong, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Windows, Doors, and More, proud sponsors of Around the House. This month, learn about what's in and what's out in the kitchen remodel scene. Plus, hear from Pat Room on planting colorful summer bulbs, green living ideas, and more at KPLU.org. Just click on Around the House.
Thank you.
Bud Powell Trio, 1949 for Blue Note 78 Records. Tommy Potter, another letter P there, playing bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. What'd they do? Ornithology, study of birds, in this case, bird meaning Charlie Parker, put together by Benny Harris, based on Morgan Lewis's How High the Moon. And a beautiful ballad, You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots. That's right, J. Fred Coots. Listen, if you write what that guy wrote, you can call yourself anything you want. Bud Powell Trio, 1949. Now, the trio is now going to be called Bud Powell's Modernists because we're going to add a couple people to that group that you just heard. Fats Navarro coming in to play trumpet. And Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone. Bud Powell, Modernists for Blue Note Records, 1949. Fats Navarro, trumpet. Sonny Rollins, tenor saxophone. Powell at the piano. Tommy Potter on bass. And Roy Haynes on the drums. Two compositions by Bud Powell. Bouncing with Bud. And Whale, W-A-I-L. In 53, Bud Powell had another trio, and I like this equally well. George DeVivier here on bass and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Sure Thing, written by Jerome Kern for a film called Cover Girl, if you want to find that. I think it's 1944, somewhere in there. And Nan Wynn sings Sure Thing so that Rita Hayworth looks like she is. And Oscar Pettiford composition called Collard Greens and Black Eye Peas, which got changed to Blues in the Closet a little bit later on. Bud Powell Trio, 1953, Sure Thing and Collard Greens. Bud Powell Trio, 1953 for Blue Note Records. Powell piano, George DeVivier. What a sound on that bass. Arthur Taylor, brushwork there. Matisse, huh? I'd say so. Sure Thing by Jerome Kern and Collard Greens and Black Eyed Peas by Oscar Pettiford. As I said before, you may have heard it as Blues in the Closet. 1953, Bud Powell Trio. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Windows, Doors, and More. Specializing in low-end windows, wood windows, and doors that seek to combine a traditional appearance with a clean interior aesthetic for homeowners, architects, and builders. Low-end Windows. Design, create, inspire. Online at windowshowroom.com.
Okay, I'm going to end the letter P and move into the letter Q with a wonderful band from Argentina called the Porteña Jazz Band, recording in Buenos Aires. And I brought this because not only what they do, but the fact that this art permeated everywhere. And how did it do that? Well, people heard records, or they went to a place to hear the music. And when you're young, you think, oh boy, if I could play drums like that. So somebody gives you a drum, and that's the beginning. All the instruments are your singing or whatever. So to compare what the Porteña Jazz Band did, I will play what they heard and then what they worked on. These guys were just there, excuse me, and they were, you know, busying themselves doing other things, and they played and got together on Tuesday night or whatever and said, we want to do that, and they tried their best. They weren't professional musicians in the sense of that, and they did wonders. Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys first, from Richmond, Indiana, 1923, for Jeanette Records. Jelly Roll is going to play his composition on the piano. Now, this is what these guys heard. And then we go to Buenos Aires, 1966, and the Porteña Jazz Band doing New Orleans Joys. Thank you. There you have it, the Portania Jazz Band doing Jolly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys, 1966 in Buenos Aires for Trova Records. And the composer in Richmond, Indiana, 1923 for Jeanette Records before that. Norberto Gandini played the cornet. Sergio Tamburi played the trombone. Ernesto Carrizo played the clarinet. Alfredo Espinoza, the alto saxophone and the soprano saxophone. Horacio Scher on soprano. Ignacio Romero at the piano. Luis Rosarno on banjo. Carlos Balmesida on tuba. And Norberto Mendez playing the drums. I mention that because I think it's important that we embrace each other. It might help us, I think. I'm going to get back to more of the Portania, but first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Olympic Peninsula Audubon Society, announcing Olympic Bird Fest, April 3rd through 5th in Squim. This three-day celebration will feature a series of birding field trips, a live raptor presentation, boat trips around Protection Island, and more. Information at olympicbirdfest.org.
Now, another comparison, as I did with Morton and the Portania Jazz Band. This with King Oliver's Jazz Band, Chicago 1923, and Oliver's beautiful Working Man Blues. This band was the matrix of so much that changed the music. Joe Oliver is leading, and Louis Armstrong playing second cornet. Honoré Dutré on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Charlie Jackson on bass saxophone, Lillian Harden on piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, and Warren Baby Dodds playing the drums. They'll do Working Man Blues, and then from 1966, the Portania Jazz Band. The Porteña Jazz Band from Buenos Aires, and Working Man Blues by Joe Oliver, and then the original for OK Records 1923 by Joe Oliver's Jazz Band. Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra now, and the Porteña to follow. A little background on this. Ed Smalls owned and ran the Paradise Club in New York City in the 20s. And it was fashionable. You couldn't get in the door unless you were wearing a boiled shirt and white tie and tails and all of that. And your date had to have a coat that was chopped up, little furry things. What they didn't know was that on the bandstand was something. This band, Charlie Johnson at the piano, running this band, again, had an all-star cast. This composition by Johnson, called Charleston is the Best Dance After All, was arranged for the band by Benny Carter, who played this art for, 85 years. He plays an alto saxophone solo. If you hear a trumpet, it's Jabbo Smith. If you hear a trombone, it's Charlie Irvis. And the magnificent drumming of George Stafford. So, for Victor Records, Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra and the Porteña Jazz Band.
Concerto.
Oh, no, it's Charleston on the air.
Oh, dear, dear, I need some rest some other time, Baharms.
But, honey, can't you hear? Charleston is the best dance after all.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
that something? I mean, I could talk about the work, I suppose, that goes into what the Portania did. I mean, they listened to Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, 1928, for Victor doing Charleston is the Best Dance After All, Benny Carter's wonderful arrangement, and then put together in 1969 in Buenos Aires their own to do that. Unless they had Mozart there to help them out, you know, he could do it on the crosstown bus. For Trova Records, Portania Jazz Band, 1969. The last in this for the Portania Jazz Band has to do with comparing the Dixie Stompers, which is really Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, 1927. Henderson's band was the beginnings of great arranging for bigger bands, which led to the big band era of the 1930s into the 1940s, which led to lots of people dancing and having a good time. And all of this is really a wonderful declaration of the beauty of the human spirit. The Dixie Stompers, St. Louis Shuffle, written by Fats Waller and Jack Pettis. As I said, recorded 1927 and 1970 in Buenos Aires with an augmented ensemble bigger than the first one that we did, and their version of St. Louis Shuffle. Thank you. comparison between the Dixie Stompers, also known as Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1927, and St. Louis Shuffle, written by Fats Waller and Jack Pettis. The soloists, Benny Morton trombone, Tommy Ladnier on cornet, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Don Redman alto and clarinet and arranging, and Jimmy Harrison trombone, with the Portania Jazz Band 40 years ago in Buenos Aires for Trova Records and their version of St. Louis Shuffle. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Now to the letter Q. All right. And I'm starting with choir because it's like what I just did with the Portania, only more so. More so in the sense that the copying is exact. Four people, singers, led by Christiane Legrand, with Claudine Monnier, José Germain, and Michel Barjuel, excuse me, got together and formed themselves the name Choir, Q-U-I-R-E. It's their spelling in Paris of what we say choir, only different. And in 1975, what they did was they produced a record that with four voices and some taping and so on and so forth, they were able to reproduce a variety of things. And I'll show you what I mean. You'll be able to hear it. Mead Lux Lewis, 1937, solo pianist. He wrote this. It's called Honky Tonk Train Blues. All right. Now you listen to the piano. And then these four voices in Paris, 1975, are going to reproduce it.
Thank you.
That's not a computer, that's four people making that sound. And it is Choir in Paris, 1975, recorded by RCA Victor Records. Honky Tonk Train Blues written by Mead Lux Lewis, and we heard Lewis play the original 1937 Victor recording of Honky Tonk Train Blues. Now, Choir does the same thing with a beautiful poem by Bill Evans for solo piano. Evans calls it, in 1956 for Riverside Records, Waltz for Debbie. Waltz for Debbie by Bill Evans, performed by him in 1956 for Riverside Records, and in 1975 in Paris by Choir. I'm going to be back for them in a moment, but first this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Jorvi Roofing. For over 22 years, Jorvi has provided residential and commercial roofing services to the people of the Puget Sound. A 20-point inspection is available by calling Jorvi at 1-800-ROOFTOP or online at jorviroofing.com. After all, everything you call home is under your roof.
Thank you.
Amazing to me, the work required to do that, to reproduce something as beautiful as that, as direct. Thomas Waller, known as Fats, 1929 for Victor Records solo piano of his newly created masterpiece, Ain't Misbehavin'. And then choir in Paris, 1975, four voices doing what you heard Waller do and what they heard him do. And finally for choir, their reproduction of Blue Rondo a la Turk by Dave Brubeck as performed by the Brubeck Quartet, 1959 for Columbia, meaning Paul Desmond, alto saxophone, Dave Brubeck piano, Gene Wright on bass, Joe Morello on the drums.
Thank you. Bye.
Rondo a la Turk by Dave Brubeck, performed by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, 1959 for Columbia Records, Paul Desmond, Dave Brubeck, Gene Wright, and Joe Morello, alto, piano, bass, and drums, respectively. And then the Parisian Vocal Quartet Choir, Q-U-I-R-E, 1975 in Paris for RCA Victor, and their version, and helped out some there with the drum and bass, and outstanding. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Edmonds Center for the Arts, presenting Seattle Men's Chorus performing Singing in the Rain, a salute to the Golden Age of Musicals, with songs by Irving Berlin, Gershwin, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and more. Saturday, March 21st. Tickets at ec4arts.org. Thank you.
Paul Quinichette and his tenor saxophone, with Nat Pierce piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones bass, Sonny Payne playing the drums. 1956 for Dawn Records. Pennies from Heaven, written in 1936 by Arthur Johnston. Paul Quinichette on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Cornish College of the Arts, contributing to this region's cultural and intellectual heritage since 1914 by offering Bachelor of Fine Arts degrees in the Visual and Performing Arts. On the web at cornish.edu.
And speaking of support for KPLU, next Sunday I'll be here suspending the alphabetical order that I've been doing because it's the fun drive. And if you listen to this program and enjoy it, I would like your support. I'm here 52 weeks out of the year, and a couple of times I ask you to help out. Quintet of the Hot Club of France. That was the name of a club. You become a member. And the quintet of the Hot Club of France that you could listen to is this one. quintet of the Hot Club of France for HMV Records, meaning Django Reinhardt guitar, Stefan Grappelli violin, Joseph Reinhardt, and Pierre Ferré guitars, with Marcel Bianchi coming in to replace Joseph Reinhardt after the first selection, and Louis Vola on string bass. We heard Sweet Chorus by Reinhardt and Grappelli, Exactly Like You by Jimmy McHugh, Charleston by James B. Johnson, You're Driving Me Crazy by Walter Donaldson, and Solitude by Duke Ellington. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.